Today from the Ohio Newsroom, remembering John Crawford III, an Ohioan killed by police.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, accepting applications for its low residency doctorate in educational and professional practice for those working to make schools, organizations, and communities more just and inclusive. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. John Crawford III was shopping at a Walmart in Beaver Creek outside of Dayton when he was shot and killed by police. The 22-year-old black man was holding a BB gun he picked up from the store shelves. A fellow shopper mistook it for a loaded rifle and called the cops. At a remembrance event, Crawford's father said racism and prejudice played a role.
Demonism showed his face. And as a result, my son, my child, is not here.
Crawford died 10 years ago this month. Julio Mateo is a Community Voices producer with Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO. He produced a radio documentary looking back at the decade since Crawford was killed. Hi, Julio.
Hi, Erin.
You spoke with everyone from Crawford's friends and family to community activists to Beaver Creek's mayor at the time of the shooting. What did they say about the incident? How did they respond in the immediate aftermath?
Yeah, in the aftermath of response, I mean, there was a big movement back, 10 years ago about like increasing transparency and providing, more visibility to the public about what actually happened beyond what the police and prosecutor were putting out there. There was a strong desire to keep the memory of John Crawford III alive through a scholarship in his name to support college students, as well as attempts to change the street name by the Walmart to John H. Crawford III Way.
Just a few days after Crawford died in Walmart's pet food aisle, police killed another young black man, Michael Brown, in Ferguson, Missouri. And that shooting garnered national attention in a way that Crawford's death just frankly didn't. Why do you think that was?
Well, I think there's a few factors, but I think, the fact that there was a video readily available of Michael Brown's killing was a factor. The aftermath of John Crawford III's killing, most of the things people heard were kind of presented to the media. At first, Crawford was presented as a suspect, and most people didn't know exactly what happened. There was a lot of confusion. Another thing that I think impacts, there was a few high-profile, pretty outrageous kind of incidents in a row. It's almost like a tipping point where I think like more of the nationwide protests happen. And before John Crawford III, there was Eric Garner in New York saying that he can't breathe while he was being like suffocated by police. Then there was John Crawford III, and then there was Michael Brown within a month or a few weeks. So I think that also contributes to Michael Brown being kind of this catalyst or spark like for the actual movement.
Well, it's now been 10 years since police killed Crawford. What has changed in the past decade in Beaver Creek and across the rest of Ohio?
In the aftermath of John Crawford III and Tamir Rice's killing, both of which were related to having a toy gun in Ohio, there was some sort of attempt to develop guidelines for training or for community police relations that would improve at the state level. I think overall, when you look at incidents in which anybody is killed by police, the response and kind of the playbook is a little bit similar still, and I think that's problematic. So there is a tendency to withhold information from the public and argue that, you need to let the process go through without the public actually knowing what happened until the verdict is delivered.
Okay, that was WYSO Community Voices producer Julio Mateo. You can listen to Julio's hour-long radio documentary at ohionewsroom.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.